still here in Eastleigh, I'm talking to people about the Irish Arts Week. And of course, without Paul Keating, there would be no Irish Arts Week. Paul, good evening.
Hi, good evening, Tony. Well, I'm not quite sure about that. There are a lot of other people who help put this week together every year and have worked with us for 17 years,
right,
building this summer school.
It's an appropriate 17 years, St. Patrick's Day, huh?
That's right, 17 is a good number, yeah.
So, yes,
and the 18th is just, you know, starting up tonight as people make their way into town, looking forward to another great week.
Okay. How is this year shaping up?
Well, this isn't, we won't set attendance records, I'm sure, but because of the economy, I think it's held some people back. It's
right.
A little harder for families to get away and come up here. So, but we have a very enthusiastic group of people coming. We have a great staff once again. So we'll give it a pretty good shake, you know, in East Durham, because it's a very important week for East Durham. I mean, most of the resorts are filled up, and there'll certainly be enough traffic around here to justify being here.
Well, I was talking to some of the students, and I was quite surprised. I met one lady who was born in Hungary, and she's coming here to learn the concertina. And I met a young guy who was born in India, and he's learning, I think, the tin whistle.
It just shows you, yeah. It does show you we do have an international reputation,
right.
And we're certainly not the slickest operation in town in terms of promotion and marketing, but the word of mouth is very, very good for us, what we do, and I mean, that's what happens in grassroots music communities like ours. So people know they come here, they're going to get a stellar staff for the whole week, and if they're living in remote places where they wouldn't see these people, this is a good time to come, because you'll never see as many traditional musicians on this side of the ocean anywhere in this country. So
now, a lot of the week is taken up with lectures and lessons, and then of course we have the nights with the open air concerts, etc. But most of it is to do with people learning, right?
Oh yeah, no, but it's a learning in a very social and fun environment too. I
right.
mean, the classes are there; they're meant to improve people's skills, and that's why we have them at different levels. So we segment the people according to abilities, and so the teachers are able to move them along at the proper pace, as opposed to just one class, one size fitting all. So they have a chance to choose, and if they're honest enough or about their own abilities, they'll be better off as far as coming away with something, making the week really productive for them. But it's a learning environment again, and then we have the lectures are in the late afternoon, or what we call them topical lectures, because we draw upon the expertise of the staff and their specialties and ask them to give us a full lecture for a general population, people who are interested in Irish music, not just on one particular instrument or anything like that. So they're usually more general topics. And people are really interested enough. They do that just before supper, and they relax and have a bit bite to eat around town, and then come for the evening concerts up on the Quill Festival grounds. So it's actually a very busy schedule, but it's kind of all done in a relaxed and social way. So and the fact that it goes all week, people pace themselves accordingly.
And then, of course, Saturday is a big day as well.
Saturday is a big day because not only do we honor Andy McGann, for whom the festival is named, a great New York-born fiddler in the Sligo tradition, but it's the only time that really the whole staff is at the same place here on the Quill Festival grounds, because otherwise it's kind of scattered throughout the town. So it's really, you see some of the best performances sometimes on Saturday, even though people have been playing all week.
So
day and night.
Everybody is off. There's no more lessons or.
Oh yeah, Saturday's a yeah. Saturday is
a day for enjoyment.
It's a day for a festival, just a one day, because and it's a it's kind of looking backwards too, because this festival, the we started out as a one day festival in Schoharie County, and then when we came over to East Durham, that's when we conceived the summer school.
Right.
Notion. So we kept the one-day festival at the end of it, because we thought that was a good idea, and it was the one chance to have everybody together.
Right. Well, give us some famous names of people who will be
Oh,
here.
Well, I mean, we're from Ireland. We're some of our people who rave about the week are distinguished musicians like Mary Bergen, Jackie Daly, and Matt Cranich, Paul DeGray, Catherine McAvoy. We're very honored to have Breed, some new people this year, Breed Harper, who's a great All-Ireland champion from Donegal on the fiddle, a famous founder of the Boys of the Loch, Cahill McConnell, great traditional singer and flute player. He's kind of what we call the real thing. You
right.
know, he's a thoroughbred. And also Fintan Vallely is coming out. He's a flute player and teacher, but he's also just produced an encyclopedia of Irish music called A Companion to Irish Traditional Music, and it's almost 900 pages, and it's much information inside there. So we're doing a USA book launch for that on Friday of the week.
So and now you're having other launches as well, I understand.
Oh, we have CDs we have CD launches for. That's something we like to highlight, the creativity of the staff in any given year. So when I'm made aware of CDs possibly coming out, and they're people I've considered for staff positions anyhow, we have them. So a young concertina player, Kachi Nagowan, is launching a CD. It's hot off the presses. That'll be Friday night at the Black Dawn, I believe. Yes. And Catherine McAvoy, I mentioned before, she happens to be a teacher of the handicapped and blind people in particular. So she's launching a CD called A Musical Vision, and it deals with it's music from blind students in her school, but she'll also be giving us a lecture on blind musicians in the Irish tradition, people like Turlough O'Carroll and the Blind Harper, but also somebody who influenced her, Josie McDermott, a flute player from County Roscommon. So that's a lecture where she's going to launch a CD, but also talk about blind people in the Irish music tradition, called A Musical Vision. And there's also, Loretta Egan Murphy, who grew up in the East Catskill Mountains, spent lots of years at Mullins and at McKenna's, is going to launch a CD. And she's a professional nurse, that's her profession. And she's finally launched her own CD. So that's a launch that we'll be doing Tuesday night at the Blackthorn. Lovely CD called Down the Watery Lane. So it's really kind of what I call it, the Irish-American experience meets the Irish experience.
Speaking of Loretta, she was on my radio show 30 years ago out in Long Island. And by a strange coincidence, about 4 weeks ago, I found the recording of the show. And I played her on the air, and then the next week I heard she was coming out with a CD.
Oh, wow. That's kind of a story we hear a lot around here. And that's one of the things I love about doing things here in the Catskills, is because these kind of circles just keep turning up over and over again. Every year I discover a new one, something like that. So it shows you the continuity, if you will, and the dedication to people who love traditional music here. So that's why the Catskills is such a great place to have a festival like this. And there are other schools like this around the country, North America even, but this is the only one in a real Irish village. So I think it gives us a little more credibility, as well, and also makes it a little more fun. When people are sitting in, historic pubs, that doesn't take much imagination to think about who might have been playing in those years.
Well, might have been sitting on the stool you're sitting on.
Exactly. Things don't have changed too much around here. So.
Well, okay. Thanks very much.
And thank you.
I'll be talking to you again during the week, and I'll probably have a wrap up next Sunday with you.
Yeah.
And have it on the air as well.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
You want to say anything about Dylan Foley or?
Yeah. Well, I'll be playing him. Okay. You can mention him.
Yeah. One of the I should have mentioned too. He's launching a CD. It's actually a double launch on Wednesday night with Dylan Foley and Dan Gurney, two young men who, Irish Americans, but who excel in the traditional, are all Ireland champions. And we have a chance, they're launching CDs up here, and both of those kids would have come here every summer and learned with some of the older masters, and now playing music at such a high standard that we're kind of honored in some ways to be launching CDs, because it's just the fruition of what we're doing here every year to see such outstanding talent. So that. So
his parents are here, and they gave me one of the CDs.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know if that's is that legal?
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, and when I think about the Andy McGann connection, I mean, Dylan is a great. He would have learned from people, the heirs of Andy McGann, Brian Conway and Rose Conway Flanagan. Right. So those were his teachers and mentors here, and he plays in a lovely style that we call the New York Sligo style of fiddling. So he's made quite a name for himself, and he's only 19. So great future ahead of him. He will.
Okay, well, thanks again.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay.
Good luck, and we'll look forward to seeing you around during the week.
Okay.
Okay.
Nine and a half minutes. Oh.